Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophet is Psalm 91, episode 207, 207. And I know that you're all ears because I had not finished what I was the story I was saying, but we've been talking about Psalm 91, and we've been talking about Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, who attacked King Hezekiah, and he threatened him and said, you would drink your own piss and you eat your own dung. So if you've not heard the previous episode, please go back and listen to all that I've been teaching, and it will help to bless you so much. So now we've related 2 Kings 19. This is where we're reading from 27 and 28 to Numbers 49. And I said Numbers 49, what is the scripture there? The enemy is bread for us. That is what Caleb and Joshua said. So here I was in Guinea-Conakry, and I had a dream. So the taxi driver, I was behind a taxi, in the taxi, and the driver turned into a python, and the driver threatened that he would swallow me up. The hatred from the eyes, I closed my eyes, and I began to speak the word. You see, this is the game changer. This one makes all the difference. The word of God on the lips of faith. The word of God on the lips of faith. Somebody says, I wish I had faith like you. Listen, that's why you're listening to 5 minutes with the prophetess. That is why you listen. That's why you're reading the word. And as you're receiving this five minutes, you have no idea how much is being built inside of you. You'll be amazed one day when you see the results. Behold what God has done in your life. So I began to say, speak and say, the enemy is bread for me. The enemy is bread for me. The enemy is bread for me. Then he said, I don't care. This is the python talking. A talking python. In a dream, all things happen. She said, I do not care. But it was not just a mere dream. This was a revelation. I do not care. You have been to all these countries, but not here. For in this place, I will swallow you up. Then the python began to swallow my hand. As my hand entered the python's mouth, fear wanted to come again and paralyze me. I said, fear, who are you? For God has not given me the spirit of fear. I'm not related to fear. I do not know fear. I have no relation with fear. Go away from me right now in the name of Jesus. I am not related to fear. I have the spirit of power. The enemy is bred for me. So it just occurred to me, if my hand is in your mouth, then this hand will pull out your intestines. Whatever, I don't know what is inside a snake. Honestly, I do not know. But whatever is inside of you, this python, this huge python, I'm bringing that thing out. As you say you are swallowing my hand, I'm also bringing out your heart, your intestine, whatever inside is inside of you, I'm bringing it out. My dear, as I did that, I touched something inside, I brought it out, thinking, what was I expecting? Heart, intestine, I don't know. I mean, I had no idea, but whatever it was, I had located something, I brought it out. When I looked into my hand, I had the shock of my life. I say, I had the shock. What a shock. What a shocking shock. What a resounding shock. What a shock. What was there? Do you want to know? Do you really want to know? Green leaves. You heard me right. You heard me right. You did. Green leaves. As in green leaves from a tree. I said what? green leaves from a python, green leaves. So it's green leaves that's here. Oh, open your mouth. Jaw. He opened, I put my hand again, pulled out leaves, more leaves. And I was filling the taxi with these leaves. Hey, listen, by the time I collected the leaves from the thing, it had deflated into like a balloon that was inflated and had deflated. This huge python that had filled this whole taxi became a flat balloon lying right there. And my eyes opened and the revelation was over. When I got up, guess what? I screamed, yes, the enemy is bread for me. I see that happening in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. You're blessed. Bye.